Voters said the wait was a surprise, but the line was moving at a moderate pace. Several people said they were pretty ambivalent about the major races, but they make a point of always voting. Others said ballot issue 5, which would raise the state's minimum wage to $8.50 an hour by 2017, got them out of the house.
A decent wage for the American people. People can't hardly even survive off the minimum wage they have now, so to give them a chance to improve their quality of life and take care of their families is important to me.
Ramon Smith works for the Department of Human Services in Little Rock. Also waiting were Albert Payton and his wife Elizabeth. Both are Republicans and vote the party line. He works at Walmart and she works in a hotel. The only issue they disagree about is the minimum wage. He's for the increase.
Because everything's gone up. You know, gas has gone up, groceries gone up, everything's gone up. And it's the politicians give themselves a raise every year. So, you know, I think we need to raise it.
I'm against the minimum wage raise. That's where I differ from here. So,
why is that?
Because you raise the minimum wage, everything else goes up. I think there's a better way to do it.
Polls show strong support for increasing the minimum wage in Arkansas. Steve Butler works in property management in North Little Rock. He says he's voting the Democratic Party line. He used to be a Republican, but he's tired of hearing Obama criticized in campaign ads this midterm.
Well, they have him demonized like he's the devil himself, and he saved this country from going into a depression and deserves credit for that.
Early voting has been significantly higher this year in Arkansas. Over 300,000 ballots have already been cast. With KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek.